out of this process of absorption of the information from our scholars in the appendix for this show, one thing stands out clearly, a point made obviously in their putting their stamp on Christ's teachings, but needs reiterating. The strategy of the power guys across class time for continuously keeping us down and staying hidden, in addition to using a lot of agents, is to get us to support the very things that enslave us, which means they stay hidden in us. This means that when we get behind something like the teachings of Christ, like all prophets that preach on true freedom, freedom of individual conscience, the power guys, the Plato's tribe, must become it, that which we get behind, so that we seem to support them or support them despite ourselves. Why did it take me so long to get to where I am now with an obvious decommissioning strategy given us by Paul that has been with us yet kept hidden for millennia? In waking up, freeing ourselves from work, I wrote about my soul floating up out of my body. Why wasn't that enough to get to authentic resistance? Why did I not credit the significance of this? We've been denied the information that Paul has for us that would have allowed me to make sense of that experience, to put it in an evolutionary frame, which is demanding the truth. The full truth as the basis for our lives.